Hi, this week the question is, what's the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament? Do they teach the same thing? Is one better than the other? The Bible is a book that has been divided into two halves. The first half of the Bible is called the Old Testament, and the second half, the New Testament. This division was placed in the Bible by God Himself. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, the Bible says, God made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, or New Testament. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. In 2 Corinthians 3, verse 14, the Bible says, the minds of the Jews were blinded, for until this day the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. In these two passages, we have the Old Testament and the New Testament mentioned specifically by name. God was the one who placed this division in the Bible. According to the Bible, the New Testament is better than the Old. One reason for this is that the Old Testament had faults. It was not perfect. In Hebrews 8, verse 7, the Bible says, "For if the first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second." In other words, what this is saying is there's no need for God to make a New Testament if the Old Testament had been good enough. The very fact that we have a New Testament tells us something was wrong with the Old Testament. From the very beginning, God intended that the Old Testament law should only be temporary. In Galatians 3, verse 19, the Bible says, "What purpose then does the law serve? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come, to whom the promise was made, and it was appointed through angels by the hand of a mediator." The Old Testament would only last until the seed should come, and that seed was Christ, Galatians 3:16. Now that Christ has come, no man is under the Old Testament law. In Galatians 3, verse 24 and 25, "Therefore the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after faith has come, we're no longer under a tutor." In Hebrews 8, verse 13, "In that he says a new covenant, he's made the first obsolete. Now what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away." In Colossians 2, verse 14, "Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross." The Old Testament came to an end, according to this, when Jesus died on the cross. At the same time the Old Testament went out, the New Testament came into force, Hebrews 9, verses 16 and 17. Consider the implications of all of this. First, people living before the death of Christ were saved under a different law than we are saved under today. The thief on the cross lived under the Old Testament law that required different things than the New Testament, which we live under today. The New Testament directs sinners today to be baptized for salvation, Acts 2, verse 38, whereas the Old Testament did not teach this. Second, under the Old Testament, the day of worship was the Sabbath day, the seventh day of the week, what we now call Saturday. If anyone worked on this day, they were to be stoned to death, Numbers chapter 15, 31 and 32. We today live under the New Testament. However, the New Testament teaches that we worship God on the first day of the week, which is Sunday, Acts 20, verse 7. Furthermore, we do not stone anyone to death like they did under the Old Testament. Do you see the difference between the Old and the New? Aren't you glad we live under the New Testament today? Back then, when men sinned, they were stoned to death and did not have a second chance. Today, when we sin, God gives us a second chance. We have time to repent and seek forgiveness. And third, under the Old Testament, instruments of music were used to praise God in worship. But under the New Testament, we're specifically told to offer to God vocal singing, Ephesians 5, verse 19, and Colossians 3, verse 16. On and on we could go. The Old Testament had 10 commandments, and they have been done away according to 2 Corinthians 3, verses 7 through 9. We do not live under any of those laws today. We live under a new and better testament. Many, however, are not satisfied with this. They want to live under the Old Testament. They would rather have the Ten Commandments than to have the New Testament law. Listen to what the Bible says about this. In Galatians 5, verse 3 and 4, the apostle writes, I testify again to every man who has become circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become estranged from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by the law, you have fallen from grace. This passage says two things. First of all, if we insist on keeping part of the Old Testament law, then we are obligated to keep all of it, not just the part we like. Therefore, people who insist on being saved, like the thief on the cross, or those who insist that we keep the Sabbath day, are obligated to keep all of the Old Testament law. They need to explain why they don't stone violators to death like the Old Testament teaches. They need to explain why they do not keep all of the Old Testament law. Second, if we try to go back to the Old Testament and live by it, then Jesus died in vain, according to Galatians 2, verse 21, and we're fallen from grace. Jesus came to deliver men from the Old Testament law, and when people attempt to return to that law, they are turning their backs on what Jesus did for them. Let's thank God that we're no longer living under the Old Testament, and let's be glad that Jesus brought to us a New Testament that is far better. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. And there, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. Call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.